And I can understand why the sex industry provokes strong feelings. People have all kinds of complicated feelings when it comes to sex. But we can't make policy on the basis of mere feelings, especially not over the heads of the people actually affected by those policies. If we get fixated on the abolition of sex work, we end up worrying more about a particular manifestation of gender inequality rather than about the underlying causes. People get really hung up on the question, well, would you want your daughter doing it? That's the wrong question. Instead, imagine she is doing it. How safe is she at work tonight? Why isn't she safer? So, we've looked at full criminalization, partial criminalization, the Swedish or Nordic model, and legalization, and how they all cause harm. Something I never hear asked is, what do sex workers want? After all, we're the ones most affected by these laws. New Zealand decriminalized sex work in 2003. It's crucial to remember that decriminalization and legalization are not the same thing. Decriminalization means the removal of laws that punitively target the sex industry, instead treating sex work much like any other kind of work. In New Zealand, people can work together for safety, and employers of sex workers are accountable to the state. A sex worker can refuse to see a client at any time, for any reason. And 96% of street workers report that they feel the law protects their rights.